I have four very excited Newton Moore senior high school or young people in the studio with us to talk about the fact that they're heading over to Queensland for an event over there. It's all about kids teaching kids. It's being held on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland next week. And I'd like to say a very good morning to Christina, Vary, Rebecca and Ben. G'day, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
And gals. Hey. I trust I'm right. You are excited, aren't you? And you've got your teacher standing behind you, so say the right things. All excited?
Definitely.
Yes. Yes.
That's good. Christina, can I start with you?
Yeah, sure.
What sort of preparations have you had in order to go across to Queensland? I mean, how did you get it selected in the first place?
Well, we had to put in a recommendation letter and write why would we be suitable for going in, and then we had to go to an interview and get picked and that sort of thing.
Okay. It's part of what, your science course, is it?
All yep. This?
Okay. So, Vary, what did you write in your submission to convince whoever made the selection that you should go to this thing in Queensland, because it's a pretty good opportunity for you?
Well, you basically had to write your academic history, whether you were suitable things, your interests, whether you enjoyed environmental stuff and doing science, well, because the whole thing's about science.
Yeah, you like science?
Yes. We're all in the Science Horizons program.
Okay. Science Horizons program, Rebecca, what's that all about?
It's an extended program for like more people who are passionate about science, and we have an extension where we get to go out to Combiner Bay and the mangroves and do work with the dolphins and survey them.
Mm. And you're passionate about science?
Definitely.
What sparked your passion then in science?
I'm not sure, but it's more, I just like the whole makeup of it and like all the different things like chemistry, physics and especially biology.
And are you involved, Ben, with the Combiner Bay dolphin thing as well?
Yes.
So can you tell us just what you do with the dolphins?
At the Combiner Bay, we normally go out on a boat and take pictures of dolphin behaviours and write down where they are at what time of year. And we also take water samples from Combiner Bay.
This sounds like just too much fun to be having at school, is it?
Yes.
How school has changed over the years since my day. So how have you had to prepare, Christina, for next week and this kids teaching kids? What have you had to prepare for this?
Well, we've made a whole presentation and we've presented it quite a few times to primary schools and at the science fair that we had at our school, and we've been working for a couple months now on just getting the presentation, getting all our lines right.
Vary, what's included in that presentation?
Basically, we have to show our research and data from the dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Marine Managers Program, we also work with the Bunbury mangroves, and which are quite unique because they're the southernmost mangroves in the whole world.
That's right.
And so we test the water there and just count how many macroinvertebrates are there. And we show that in our presentation. We also try, because it's presentations aimed for younger children, about year five or so, we try to include interactive games and things to get them involved and interested in it, because as we know, children can have a very short attention span.
So can adults, trust me, particularly on the golf course. Rebecca, spell macroinvertebrate.
Okay, M-A-C-R-O. I-N-V-E-R-T-E-B-R-A-T-E.
Is that right, Athena? What is it that you're looking forward to the most when you go to the Sunshine Coast, Rebecca?
Well, there are going to be other schools there and seeing the other presentations, and there'll be workshops for us to do, so it's going to be really fun learning more.
Mm. In fact, I've got some information here. It's going to be fun, informative, interactive, the workshops, with dance, drama, song, poems and quizzes. So you're taking your dancing shoes with you. Ben, what about you? What are you looking forward to the most in Queensland?
I'm pretty much looking forward to standing up in front of the whole crowds and speaking to them.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
Would like to enjoy all the other speeches
and
learn what they're learning.
So do you enjoy public speaking? That question to all of you. Do you enjoy getting up in front of people and talking to them about what you've been doing at school? Is it kind of good fun?
Yeah, it's good fun to get up and just tell people like what you've been learning and sort of like a part of who you are, just teaching people.
Yeah, because a lot of people just, the thought of public speaking terrifies them, literally. So it's good to see that you've got those skills as well with you. So when do you head off, Rebecca?
Saturday, midnight.
The Red Eye Special?
Yeah.
Oh, aren't you the lucky ones? Have you had to do any fundraising for this yourselves? Or
We've done a little bit of fundraising with Bunnings and stuff.
And Mum and Dad.
Definitely.
Good on you for getting as far as you've got with this. I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time over there. I suppose I should really ask you about your teacher. Is she pretty inspirational for you?
Yes, she's done a lot for this thing. I think you've been going 3 years, haven't you? Yes, 3 years. So, you know, and she works very hard to put effort into the trips that we go out onto the bay. Everything, all the fundraising is all organised through Miss Anne Saunders. So thank you.
Well done. Thanks very much for coming in this morning and telling us all about it. We might try and catch up with you when you get back to find out maybe a bit about what you've learnt and how you enjoyed the experience. But to Christina, Vary, Rebecca and Ben, have a wonderful and safe trip.
Thank you.